Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mayor Johnson came up with a good idea, Hire Dallas virtual job fair. It is already underway. What is the mayor hoping to accomplish with this?
Well, the mayor, in conjunction with 40 employers, are looking to fill 1,800 jobs that pay anywhere between $14 to $40 an hour for Dallas residents. We got to get Dallas residents back working, those who are able to work, who are qualified to work, and who want to better themselves and better their family. And so we are very excited to be a part of this initiative to get Dallas back working.
No, I hear you for sure. You know, especially with the community that you serve there at Truly Baptist Church, not only COVID-19, but now the enormous strife that's been caused by the racial injustices in this country. Mm-hmm. What has it been like for the members of your congregation at this time?
It's an all too familiar nightmare that we can't wake up from. And so we are suffering. We're suffering in ways that have hit us financially, it's hit us spiritually, it's definitely affected our mental health and well-being. And then even more, the fear we have for our young people and the fear we have for our children and grandchildren and neighborhood kids who are oblivious, right? They're just teenagers. They're oblivious to a lot of this stuff. They're just trying to figure out life. And so trying to safeguard them and guard them through and guide them through this point of their life. And then to have them, for many of them, this is the first time that they're dealing with racial injustice on this level. And so we're hopeful that events like the mayor's milk drive that we are part of in conjunction with my nonprofit, A Steady Hand, that we have 16 sites around the city that we've been passing out milk and food. And so we've been all over social media about that. Matter of fact, if you don't mind me doing a little shameless plug, we'll be at Dunbar Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. giving out 1,000 gallons of milk.
Wow.
Right there. And yeah, and so we have 15 other locations spread out all through Dallas. So the mayor is trying to do everything that he possibly can to meet direct need while the city is also trying to heal from what we're seeing, both the coronavirus and what I call America's original pandemic, and that is just the ramifications of slavery.
And, when you think about those two things, together, and then maybe you put on top of that a job loss, and just not having a job, man, the pressure becomes unbearable, which is what makes, an event like this so imperative, something like a job fair like this.
Absolutely. And when you are an average working American citizen and you are a Dallasite and you fear, especially as a man, you fear, can I take care of my responsibilities, my children, my wife, if I have an ailing family member, maybe I'm helping look out for a neighbor. And then when that is taken away, coupled with racist behavior and racism that unfortunately Black and Latino men, especially in Texas, still face on a day-to-day basis. And then on top of seeing yet another case of an unarmed Black man, being killed by a white police officer. And so all of that pressure just builds up. And I think what you're seeing in the protest is just a popping off, so to speak, a tipping point of just people all around the world. I even saw protests in London and Iran today. I mean, so all around the world, people are standing up for justice. And the words of Dr. King, and we love to quote Dr. King in times like this, but, you know, injustice, you know, anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I think people are waking up to say, you know what, we're one race, we're a human race, and we're better together than what we are apart. So doing this jobs initiative, as well as the milk drive and other things that we have coming out, is a very tangible way of helping people get back to what our new normal is going to be. We're not going to be the same due to Corona. We definitely won't be the same after George Floyd and Brother Armand in Georgia. We just won't be the same as society. So there will be some positive changes, but people need jobs. They need ability to feed their families so they can have some self-respect and just know that, hey, I'm doing the best I can for those who depend on me. Mm.
Just so well said. And I really appreciate that. You know, anything else you want to add about the job fair or anything else that you, your congregation, your nonprofit are experiencing right now?
Well, I just want to, if you don't mind, I want to go with just the key points again of the job fair,
please.
Just so people will know. But it's going on virtually from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today and tomorrow. 1,800 jobs, 40 employers looking to hire on the spot, wages as low as $14 to $40 an hour, depending on the jobs and the skill set. So please, please, please take advantage of this opportunity. And we want to thank Mayor Johnson for his strong leadership. I cannot imagine being the first time mayor during this time in this city. You know, this is, you know, we're blessed to have such a skilled and such an intelligent mayor who's able to navigate us through these, you know, through these issues. And so as far as it relates to the church, our church will be 111 years old in January, and we are still closed, but we're, you know, doing what everyone else is doing services online. And so we definitely invite you to find us on social media, Truly Missionary Baptist Church. And then my last plug is going to be for a Steady Hand. It's our mentoring organization that we started, which is now across the nation. We started there in South Dallas, but we now have sites all across our country. And if you would like to get involved in the life, we're old school mentoring. If you'd like to get involved in the life of a young boy, a young girl, we invite you to look us up on social media, put in a Steady Hand, or on our website, www.beasteadyhand.org. And so thank you for letting me put those shameless plugs in. But we're really here to focus on helping Dallasites get back to work. And so please, 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 please take part of this. And we'll definitely make sure that we do a good job of spreading out this information so you know how you can be interviewed virtually today and tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.